We hate you, white people. We hate you, white people. The next time one of you patties come up here accusing me of hating you because of the color of your skin, I will kick you in your ass. I am saying that when one goes forth with his life out there to deal with the racist power structure, to deal with the real racism, that real racism is the murders and the atrocities and the oppression that black people live in. When one goes out there to deal with that, he realizes what he hates. He hates what the white races in this country has established, this system of oppression, etc. And I wouldn't stoop to the level of a Ku Klux Klansman and a racist pig in this system to hate one of you jive patties just because of your simple color of your jive skin. We start out hating you because of the color of your skin, but when we really get down to the nitty-gritty and don't miss no nits or grits and really start hating what's really happening to us, we start hating it, so we start picking up guns and we don't come out jiving. That is the point. That is the point. That is the meaning of black people beginning to organize with guns and force across this country to deal with white racism. Brother Huey P. Newton was very, very hip to black people. Brother Huey P. Newton was very hip to how to organize black people. Brother Huey ordered me and 30 other brothers to go to Sacramento, California, May the 2nd, 1967, armed to the gill, armed to the teeth, buckshots, shotguns, pump shotguns, 357 magnums, 45s, 30-06s, name it. Right down the line, we went there, we found Reagan on the lawn talking to some 200 future leaders, 200 future races. And when he seen these hard niggas off the block, organized, ready to blast away at any pig or any races that get down wrong, Reagan got to running across his lawn trying to get off inside the damn Capitol. He was acting in a desired manner on that spot.